You're listening to Riding Sophomores Podcast. My name is Jaden. I'm here with Deja, Ronell, Brianna, and Addie. We are recording from the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We are 10th grade students in the Crossroads Foundation, and today we'll be discussing, we're having a conversation. It's supposed to be a little fun, so enjoy. And I got my first question for Deja. So you said you want to be a marriage attorney or whatever it's called, right? So like, how would that look like for you? Like, would you pick a side? Like, are you doing it just to hear drama? Like, that's a real dramatic, like, I love marriage drama. I don't know, like, it's just relationship troubles. It's not a good thing, but I kind of like it. So like, would you like be picking sides or trying to stay neutral?
I feel like part of it would be for the drama, but then part of it would also be just so that, like, if there's a woman who got cheated on by her husband, like, you know, she's getting her fair share of what she deserves. But I think the drama would make the job more entertaining rather than you're just working and your job is boring. The drama would make it fun, and it would make you want to go to work in the morning to hear what happened.
So, like, instead of it being so formal, kind of like in a law aspect, would you ever be like a couples therapist, to where it's like you could have open opinions without being so formal, and you could also like if I was in that area, I would do that so I could have one-on-one conversations with people. So like, if I hear both sides, I'm gonna call the husband in for a private lesson, and I'm gonna just be like, yeah, you're right, she did all this, you know, taking sides. But then once they get back together, I'll be back in neutral and stuff like that. That's why I personally would have did it. But I don't know.
I see where you're coming from. I could see myself being a couples therapist because I could give good advice. I give better advice than I am taking advice. So I can see myself giving couples advice on what to do in certain situations. But I would try to stay neutral the whole time just so that it doesn't create more problems on top of the problems that the couple already has, instead of like pulling the husband out for a chat. And you're like, oh yeah, your wife said that you're a horrible husband, you can't cook. And then he's like, oh, well, the therapist said that you said this. So I would just stay neutral.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's why I can't do that type of field work, because I would be messy, I ain't going to lie. Like, there would be definitely some more problems, but I feel like it would be entertaining for myself. I don't know, though. I like creating problems in relationships. But I like helping and fixing them, too. It depends how bad it is. Like, if it's petty, I'm going to tell them, like, this is petty. Like, it's not that deep. But if it's, like, something serious, then, yeah.
That's definitely different. And I love that for you. That's different, and I love that for you. I have a question for Ronell. Are you thinking about anything else besides becoming an entrepreneur?
No, not really. What I really want to do is be a football player, but you know, you always got to have a different route. You got to know what you want to do if that doesn't work out eventually. And yeah.
Okay, so question for Eddie. In case your original plans don't go as followed, how do you plan to provide for yourself? Like, what's your backup plan? Because I feel like a backup plan is really important.
To be honest, I haven't decided that far for like my backup plan, but I will probably do something similar to the job that didn't work out so well.
Okay. Anyone else have a backup plan?
I don't know about a backup plan, but I could see myself being an entrepreneur also. Or like, is there like a business manager? Like, for people who run businesses, like, I kind of want to help them out a little bit, like, give them pointers and tips and, like, suggestions. Because I like helping people figure things out, too, because I like staying busy. So if somebody comes with me with a problem and I try to help it, I always do, just being a kind person. So if I could make money off of doing it, even better.
My backup plan, if I don't become a lawyer, I think I would get into real estate or something in the medical field. But the only thing with medical is it's just so much school. And I don't know if I would be willing to do all that. I don't know if I want to spend half my life in school and then only have a couple good prime years on the job.
Isn't, like, law like 7-8 years. So how long is medical school if law school is not, like, it's a long time also?
They're both equal, but medical just isn't really what I want to do. So I would be going to school and kind of unhappy because that's not my first choice. Rather than law, that's my first choice. So I wouldn't mind it.
So I respect what you said about, like, actually following what you want to do. But how do you plan to, like, deal with all that knowledge? Like, how do you plan to study and, like, keep a focus on what you're learning?
I think you just got to remember your end goal. That you just got to remember, like, why you're doing it. Everybody has a purpose in life. So just remember the purpose into why you're doing it and what made you want to do it in the first place. Because if you lose motivation, you're not going to do anything.
So, like, say, like, you did 4 years in, like, your regular college, the college you decided to go to. And then don't you have to go to, like, pre-law school after that? Isn't that how that works? So, like, if you did, say you're in, like, your fifth year of college, like, you're at the last final stretch, but, like, you learn about something that is, like, unsettling or something like that that you don't like, would that kind of throw you off your path if you're 5 years in, or would you continue to go with your passion?
It would throw me off a bit, but 5 years in, I'm not doing nothing else 5 years in. If I didn't spend 5 years of my life in school for one thing, that small little thing that I heard or learned about isn't going to make me go to a whole new profession. I just wouldn't do it, because that's more school on top of those 5 years that you wasted.
Yeah, I have a question for Ron now. So I just, like, started playing quarterback this year for my school, but, like, as a quarterback, like, would you want to go to the pro level as a quarterback, or would you want to, like, switch your position because, like, it gets kind of difficult sometimes and there's, like, a lot of pressure weighing on you. And, like, also, like, the recruiting process for quarterbacks is just, like, probably harder than most out there. You got to have, like, certain skill sets and mentalities. So, yeah.
I don't think I would, because, like, that's what I've been doing my whole life, playing football. It is hard to get recruited as a quarterback, and you got a lot of pressure on you, but that's just something that'll make you go harder and make you have a better outcome. But yeah, I don't think I would change my position just because things make it hard. You just gotta persevere.
So, like, is there any type of, like, college level, like D1, D2, D3? And, like, if so, like, what type of school do you want to go to? Like, do you want to go to, like, a kind of a powerhouse, or, like, more of a, like, a West Virginia where it's, like, a good campus and, like, you have a good experience there and you love it there, but the NIL money is kind of lower? Or would you want to go to more of a, you get more money, but you kind of don't like where you're at?
I would prefer, like, going to somewhere that I would fit in at, I would have some playing time at. Even if the money is low, I'll just have to work my way up and get to bigger leagues. But yeah, I don't want to go somewhere that I'm just going to sit on a bench or just sit around and waste my talent.
Okay, so it looks like we're running low on time. Thank you for listening to us just ramble and rant. This is Jaden.
Deja.
Ronell.
Brianna.
Addy.
And we again want to say thank you. Everybody have a great day. Stay positive. And we're signing off.